I know this is a difficult topic to address, but even with the amendment, I still have concerns over the overbreadth of the bill, and that it's trying to deal with a situation that many of us can agree on that shouldn't happen, but it does so in a way that sweeps in a lot more than I think it intends to sweep in. And to go through that, we need to look at the language in the bill. The first is the definition of a changing room, which is a room or area in which an individual may be in a state of undress in the presence of others, including a multi-occupancy locker room or shower room. Well, that's going to include every dorm room, where two people may be assigned to live.